Lefarmim, Chavis Levavit, in Perek Dalet, discussing the bitachon that a person has, should have, with regard to his parnasa. We discussed last week the parnasa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each individual person. This week he said it actually a long time ago, but we're going to talk about it this week. Lefarmim Mefarnas Abari B'nei Odom Rabim Oidei Odom Echad. K'dei Lahavchen Oidei Kachem Odom Zeribet Selekim Oimam Reisoy. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person the ability to give parnasa to many people, not just for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really giving the person a test. He wants to know how is the person going to act when you're a boss, you own a business, you're running a business, whatever it is, you're in charge of the parnasa of other people. It's bet many sayin. כמו אל המשה המלך מהפרנס את חילו וסבודו וכן צורי צבו ויועצי המלך ומויש למחוז אשר סביבו מסייפים עבדיהם ושמשים פקטיהם נשים וקריביהם. A king, למשל, a king who has to support a tremendous amount of people. All the people that are underneath him, together with their families and the army, וכולו. כדי לפרנס את כל הכיתה סלולו המסייפים סביבו and to be able to have enough money to pay for everybody who is dependent upon him, he mishtadlem lechazer achrei emtoyim sheefshu litzbra al yodam hoyim, mibli ledaktik emtoyim elu heimegunim aloi. And such people, very often due to the pressure and due to the amount of money that they have to raise, they don't really pay attention to the way that they're going to raise the money, to the way that they're going to make the money. It's really an isayin that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives somebody that has a business, somebody that is a lot of dependence, that a lot of people are dependent on him for their parnasa. So there's a lachat that he has to come up with enough money to support everybody, and therefore there's a big continuous isayin that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is giving the person. How are you going to make this money? Are you going to do it in a way which is kosher al pi haTorah and mutar al pi haTorah or not? The truth is that this past week, it was actually since last Chavis Lavavos, it was Tuesday last week, I was getting my teeth cleaned in the dentist, and it was good, I guess I couldn't talk at the time, but the person started asking me, he says, okay, so what do you hold about Dina de Machusa Dina? What do you hold? So I told him that, so he really wants to know what do they hold in the mirror? Like, what's the deal with all these little small businesses? People have ganim, people, you know, batamacher, pizza, whatever, and they don't pay masach nasah. They do. I'm not talking about, I don't know anybody specific, maybe some people do pay, don't. He's talking about if there are those small ones that they're not paying the taxes, v'chulu, what's the deal? So when I washed my mouth out, I told him that it's not so simple. It's not that, first of all, not everybody holds that there is Dina Machus Adina. Second of all, you have to know what Dina Machus Adina applies to. And if they say that you should work on Shabbos, there's no Dina Machus Adina. So you have to know exactly where it applies to. And Bechlal, even when it does apply, even behold, it does apply, and even something which is not Asr, Bechulu, sometimes if they take away a person's Parnasa, they're placed to say that if it doesn't allow a person to make a Parnasa, maybe it doesn't apply. I said, I'm really not the authority on this at all. Speak to the right person. And he went back to work. But he went back to work. And he asked me, okay, so you don't want to paskin, but hashkafically, he says, is it right hashkafically? In other words, doesn't everybody agree that the Rebbeinu Shalom decides on a Shoshana how much a person is supposed to make? A person decides how much a person is supposed to make, so what are you cheating the government for? What are you, So, I told him, first of all, that it really goes hand in hand. If it's mutter, and there is no dina mechus dina, then it's not a chasarn in the bitachon, it's not a chasarn in the shtadlis, maybe that's a chilek, who knows? But the Yisrael is certainly a true Yisrael. And that is that a person has to realize that obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to make parnasa through a way that he's cheating and doing something which is Asar Al Pi HaTorah. Like the Pasuk says, that a person that makes his parnasa Loi B'Mishpat, then he's going to lose at a certain point. And somehow it seems that that's very often. It might take 5 years, it might take 10 years, maybe 20 years. But at the end of the day, it'll come out, and the person, besides the tremendous amount of money he's going to lose, he's also going to probably have a tremendous amount of bizyonis. But it comes up all the time. I remember somebody called me up, he asked me, he says, Mukhedet was giving out vouchers for certain things that you could buy, and then you could return, you buy the thing, the voucher, you buy whatever it is that they're giving you the voucher for, and then you return it to the store, and then you make the money back, and then you buy with it something else. Is there any problem to do that? Bethsem, they're giving it for something very specific. But you're chopping. So now, do they know about it? Do they want you to do that? Is that the purpose? Let's ask the different question. Is that what the Rebbe Yisrael wants you to do? If they're giving it for something specific, and they're giving it all these cases that a person could theoretically, you know, finagle his way with money. The question is, with all these things, the person has to think beforehand, is this the way that I'm making my money? Is this the way that I should be making my money or not? If you have a suffix, always ask a shayla. For some reason, when it comes to mominous, people are quicker to paskin on things themselves. It's a veheter. It could be something which is a einu ben yoyma, and it's not, but everybody makes sure to ask the questions. And what am I allowed to put? I just got this morning. What am I allowed to put on my challah that I baked in a fleshy oven? Could be that it's even if it's ben yoyimayin, you're allowed to put cheese. Not a problem. L'chatchila. Everybody knows to ask questions when it comes to mominus. For some reason, there's maybe more of a mereheta that people have, and certainly a person has to realize that everything is his money has to be as kosher as his the food that he puts into his mouth. That's one of the things that we see from the Avos HaKadoshim. The Avos HaKadoshim, how the zehiras with Mammon is that, right, they went, Avram's animals went with muzzles, and Yaakov Avinu lived by his shver for 20 years. He worked by his shver. His shver cheated him more than 100 times. And he tells him, Simno neged achai v'achecho, yichicha ben shneinu, is there anything that I took from you? Is there a needle in 20 years? Did I take anything from you? Find anything. Anything, go through my entire, everything that I have. And he didn't come out with anything. Nothing. 20 years after cheating him for 100 times, Yaakov Avinu did not take a single thing from his shver. Was he mutter? Was he asar? It could be that he was supposed to. He could have cheated him in such a case. Nevertheless, that's mosei agiu ma'isa ma'isa v'isa. It's also in mominus. It's also in zehirus in mominus. The Chavis Lavavis continues and he says, Adam kazem afarnes achirim imutipish utayu b'shleisha devarim. Such a person that has many people that he has to support, if he's a fool, then he makes a mistake with regard to three things. Tois achasi, the first tois he says is shulakech zahrin shaber gazal shikach hasib adrocham agunim v'roin v'ilim mechabes leisam adrocham agunim v'yigam kin megila shifalsi ritzonei v'yigetzi idei cheretz v'yatoy matir lov v'yitoy v'lei v'yil v'azer v'lei yachosnei v'umi adrom shaber gazal shiyalai. The first thing is what we just mentioned before. It says if you're trying to make parnasa, so then make it in a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in this position to support the people, then he'll give you the ability to make that amount of money. You don't have to go through ways that are cheating other people to be able to make the money. It's obvious how you're supposed to make the money. You make the money like this, you make the money like that. Chaval to make the money in a way which is also when if you're meant to make the money, you'll make it in a way which is mutter. He says that he thinks that all the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him is for himself. And he doesn't realize that not all the money is for himself. Part of it, he says, Chilak echad hu parnasas michiyasei, money that's given to each, to him himself. This is a big yisayin that the Chavis Lavavis goes with, and he says, parnasas michiyasei neitenes la deshem kakol es gufi bovad, u parnasas zu muftachas hi me'elekim lekol nivra sherboi ruach chayim atzeif yamav. Kadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that every human being will have parnasa his entire life. He's never going to have. Every human being, his entire life, will have parnasa. What does that mean? That means he's not going to die of starvation if he's not supposed to die. If he's supposed to die, it could be that the way he'll die is die of starvation. But if a person is about to live till 85 years old, he will live without a problem, with all his needs, till 85 years old. That's each person individually. Sometimes a chelak of the money that a person gives a person is to distribute to those that are dependent upon him. This is a big aside. A person has to realize that lav dafka is the money to support his own kids going to come through him. His kids will all have food for their whole lives. And so will his wife. But lav dafka will come from him. Somebody that gets food stamps, whether he should or he shouldn't, but lamaisa, he's not the one that's supporting him. It's coming from the food stamps. Right? In other words, just giving a mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making sure that the person, that the kid is going to have food. But it's not coming through the father. It's coming through a different way. So sometimes that's not muftach. Lav dafka will a parent have the parnasa to give to his children for their entire lives. Every person will get parnasa, but lav dafka will come through him.
Sometimes
Sometimes a person has lechomim mitriyul adam, but miloy mitriyul adam lebehetan mash mechayv mahalach meshtei abari. Achelak hashlishi hu parnasa shibigeder hoyim klem rechush shein adam teles boy. Then there's something which is lemaylo from that. That's something that's even more than that. Because the broker gives the person money for himself, money for his family, and then he gives him a lot more money. Person makes a deal and he makes $45 million. He doesn't need all that money for himself and for his kids. Even if he's going to marry off all his kids and give them all apartments, he still doesn't need all that money. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam give him all that money? That's obviously for something else. That's not just, he says the Torah says that a person thinks that all the money that he makes is for himself. All the money that he makes is for himself. And he invests it and he cultivates it and he watches it. A person thinks that all the money that he got from the Ribbono Shel Olam is for himself. It could very well be that he's making all this money and it's all going to go to his wife's second husband after he passes away. It could be that all this money, she's going to yarsh in it. And then afterwards, she's going to marry somebody else and he'll make all the money. Person never knows where this money is going to. He says, who knows where it's going to? A person has to realize that obviously the money is not for him. He's trying to be misasik in the money and trying to invest it and trying to, he thinks that all the money is for him. It's not. It's for others. It's for others as well. And therefore he should use it in the proper way. Sometimes a person in Echonami, he realizes, if the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me a certain this much money, says obviously, I once overheard somebody talking, he says that if Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me all this money, says obviously it wasn't all for myself. That's what the person said. I was very impressed by that person that said it. That person gave me, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us all these teves just to use for ourselves. He says he gives it to other people. That's what the third chelik is. The third mistake is that he gives it in Echonami to other people. But you make sure to remind them to thank him. Remind them, oh, by the way, you know that I got you the job. You know that you're working for me. Make sure to, he's looking for the thank you. He's looking for the, and he says he doesn't realize that he's just a shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hu choshev she'im hu lo yayin reis lemes parnasa, az ha'isa nisheres b'yodai. V'she'im lo yayin reis lemes, az lo yayin lehem yayin lichis. He thought that if he didn't give them the money, then the money would stay by him. And he would have more money. And if you didn't give them money, then they wouldn't have the parnasa. And neither of them are true. If he didn't use the money the way the Ribbono Shel Olam would want him to use the money, then you use the money, you lose the money some other way. And if he didn't give this person parnasa, then the person would get parnasa some other way. So either way, be'etzem, the money, he's not doing the teiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him the yecheles. Hu yoiv lecha eitza lemikni nichsin, as the Targum says, hu neisen lecha koyach lasas chayal, that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person eitzas. I had a brainstorm. I had a great idea. Who gave you that great idea? Who yoiv lecha eitzel amikni nichsin? That's what the Targum says. Because Baruch Hu is the one that gives eitzes. He's the one that gives the business acumen that a person has. A person has to realize that. How many times do you hear a person say, I built up this business? I've heard this many times. Numerous times. I built up this business from the beginning and this is what's happening in Mechulu and you built up this business. You did. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the yichelis. And it's not this person's taking away this and this person's taking away this. No one's taking away anything from anybody. It's not that it's easy. It's not something which is easy. A person taka, he did spend very much time and effort for chulu. But that which he was matzliach at the end of the day, he has to remember at the end of the day that it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'enu moidel Hashem al shezicho yisrael yis ha-shliach le'itav la'achirim. That's what a person has to remember always at the beginning, in the middle, in the end, that it all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Realize that the money is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you use it the proper way, then Ashrei Chelko ba'olam hazeh u ba'olam habo.